Today is the 1st of June 2018. I'm interviewing Gillian Thompson on the life and times of her family. Gillian, would you like to tell us about your family now?
You'd like to start with my father. He was the son of Nathaniel Kettle, the eldest son, who founded the firm Williamson Kettles in Napier, which was a stock and
wool,
station.
Wool, seed, everything to do with farming, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm. Dad would have loved to have been a farmer, but being the eldest son and the business his father wanted him, he did a cadetship in a high country station in the South Island. Unfortunately, I don't remember the name of that station. And then he came back to go into the business before he went away to the war in 1914.
Ewan McGregor, who's doing the book on Williamson Kettle, that we have a direct descendant, the wool side of the business.
I only heard about that yesterday, about him doing the book.
So when the Kettles came to New Zealand, did they come to Hawke's Bay?
The story I have been told, that as an 18-year-old, he was born and brought up in Sandwich, Kent.
Yes.
And he went down to the harbour one day and saw the ship that was leaving for New Zealand. And he went home and told his parents he was going to New Zealand, and that's how he came out. And he first went to Petone, and he worked for a merchant there.
Yes.
And while he was working for the merchant, in his spare time, he helped a surveyor laying out the roads and everything down there. Mm-hmm. And then I think his mother was not well, and he went back to England to see her. And he was very bored with life in England. And he saw an ad in a newspaper wanting a surveyor to lay out the new Edinburgh of New Zealand.
Yes.
And he applied and got the job.
And that was Dunedin, was it?
Yes, that was Dunedin. Somewhere in that time, I don't know when or how, he got married and he brought his bride out with him. And it must have been a fair shock to her. And then the laying out of Dunedin. Well, they had 9 children. Now, apart from Grandfather Kettle, who came to Napier, and one of his sisters went back to England, was married over there. I don't know what happened to the rest of the family, and I would really like to know. Well, there's 9 children, there must be somebody around that we...
So, from Petone, did he eventually graduate to Hawke's Bay?
Well, he must have, you know... I told you the story about going to a funeral, meeting somebody, telling me that he'd been the first white man to come through the gorge.
Yes.
When they were laying out Palmerston North, so I was told. But
that's
a blank as far as I'm concerned.
Certainly.
I'd like to know.
Yes, eventually the family was in Hawke's Bay.
He came to Hawke's Bay, but I don't know how or why. But probably on the surveying side, I don't know.
But then the family started Williams and Kettle, didn't they?
Yes.
So they obviously had this farming interest.
But it was his son that became the Kettle from Williams and Kettle, my grandfather.
Did they live in Hastings, Napier?
Napier, in Cobden Road, up by the Bluff Hill, the water tower. And when my father got married, he gave him his horse paddock, because cars had come in then. Dad built there.
So you grew up on the hill?
Yes, on Cobden Road by the water tower.
Now, just before we get too far advanced, you made mention that you have a very famous soldier relation. We better talk about him, Von Temsky.
Yes.
Where he fitted into the family.
He was my Granny Kettle's father.
So you're a direct descendant of...
Yes.
Because he's quite famous, really.
Yes. My father is Ferdinand von Temsky Kettle. My eldest brother was Randall von Temsky Kettle. Followed through.
So what was it like then as a young girl growing up on the hill in Napier?
I think we had a wonderful time. was a great life.
At that stage, your father was involved in the wool industry?
Yes, he managed the wool side of the business. And we used to have all the buyers from around the world visit us at wool sale time.
How many brothers and sisters did you
have? I had two brothers and one sister, and it was just my sister and I left.
And so your brothers' names?
My eldest brother was Randall von Temsky Kettle, and he went to Wanganui Collegiate, and then he went overseas to the Royal Navy during the war. And then after the war, he went into the Fleet Air Arm, and he did extremely well. And he was air commander on the aircraft carrier, Eagle, and then he went to, the training place in Somerset for the Fleet Air Arm. He was air commander there until he retired.
Then your second brother?
It was David Kettle. He stayed in Napier and he was an accountant.
And you said you had
one sister, one? Suzanne.
Did she marry locally?
No, he was, I think, originally from Masterton, and he was in the Air Force during the war. Okay. Sue was in the Wrens and he was in the Air Force. And they live in Auckland now.
Now, just while we're talking about the Kettles, I asked you earlier what relationship you were to the Kettles in Ruatotra.
Oh, that was Brian. Brian was my first cousin, my Uncle Dudley's son. Right.
So then as a girl, you would have gone to school at Ahuriri? Or?
No, there was a little private school up by the water tower in Napier in those days, the Bluff Hill School it was called, and it was owned and run by a Mr. Harrell, and she was there and had the school for many years, and then she sold it to a Mrs. Stainton, and the school was there for a very long time.
So you then went to secondary school?
Yes, I had a year at the high school, and then I went to Ngātāwa.
That's over by Martin.
Yes.
So did you follow any special sort of education? Were you looking to do professional?
No, I wasn't, and I was so wrapped up. What with girl guides? Swimming? What else? Swimming was one of my...
Girl guides is almost gone now.
And my mother at the time was the commissioner for girl guides for Hawke's Bay. Mm. In between all the other things she did, she had been theatre sister at the hospital for years. And when she had a family, I think she nursed everybody on the Bluff Hill who was ill or dying. And then during the war, she was the matron of an emergency hospital.
So what was her name?
Gladys Burno.
That's the name you brought up early on. So did you play sport?
No, sport. I swam.
Well, that's a sport, isn't it? And you were a good swimmer?
Not fast, but I could do long distance, very long distance. And I did life-saving training and all that sort of thing.
And as a young woman, you met Colin Thompson.
The day he came back from the war.
Had you known him before?
No, I was working for his sister at that time, who had bought this little private school on Bluff Hill, and I was teaching there, and I met him the day he came home from the war.
So are you a teacher?
I wasn't a trained one.
No,
I was just treating the kindy stage.
You met him on the day he came home.
We were married 18 months later.
So what was Colin's background? Was he an AP person?
Oh, yes. J.P. Thompson, he was a draper. He had been in partnership with his brother in Timaru. He came out from Scotland.
What date would that be? Because I've got a plate engraved, Thompson, Draper, Napier, and there's a picture of the shop engraved on this plate, 1890-something. I found this plate one day, just by accident.
As long as it's a Thompson without a P.
Yes, and it's dated, and I'm pretty sure it's to do with the haberdashery trade. So Colin came back from the war, and had he had a trade before he went away?
He worked for A.B. Davis's, which was a building firm in Napier in those days. In the office. He wanted to be an architect, but his father, I don't know, I think money in those days probably, and didn't get there. Then he was in the office and ran the office for them, and then he went off to the war, and there was a long fight after their lives, and sort of when he came back, he wasn't sort of quite sure what, but however, he went into the building line, started his own business.
And he carried on doing that for most of his life.
Yes.
So you were married 18 months after he got back?
We were married in 1948.
And so were you doing anything while he was working?
No, it wasn't, no.
Children?
Five boys.
Five boys? You outnumbered totally, weren't you? You quite often find five girls, but never five boys.
Alice's father is my eldest son.
So these boys, their names and when they were born?
Well, Alice's father is Andrew John, then the next one's David, and then there was Michael, and then Richard, and then William.
And are they all still in Hawke's Bay?
No. David's in Brisbane.
What does David do?
He's just retired. Alice's father's retired now. And Michael, well, he's virtually retired now. He's in Tauranga. He was in the army. And then when he came out of the army, he was working for Housing New Zealand. Well, no, he was private secretary to the Minister of Housing for several years. And then, well, he's done lots of things, hasn't he? Now he's sort of semi-retired, but he seems to be involved with, he works at the hospital part-time, and he gardens for five people, retired people.
So he enjoys the outdoor working.
Yes.
So where did you live when you were married?
We lived in Coleman Terrace in Napier.
Is that on the hill too?
Yes, it's on the hill.
And so they all went to school from there?
Yes.
So at what stage then did you dash out to Dartmoor Valley and by Silverford?
Well, your father would have been 11, I think, at that stage.
So the boys spent some time then on the farm?
Oh, yes. And then we bought another block up the Waihau Road, Pukenua.
Well, that would have been quite exciting because you had some peppery Frisians, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it's interesting how our lives have been directed by farms.
Farms, well, I just loved the life. And luckily, Colin was interested. You know, he was building, but he was very helpful always. But the farming was my thing. And then we bought, 420 acres or 450 acres of Appley Risington Corner.
Yes.
And I did it for a while, but it was quite a bit of work when you've milked 80 to 90 cows in the morning and then got up and walked around at lambing time.
So it was at Silverford that you had the confrontation with the bull.
Yes.
And as a result of that confrontation,
I had several months in hospital and then in a year of not being able to do anything. It was just difficult, and we decided that the best thing was...
Was that the end of your dairy farming?
Mm. We had... went on for a little while, but I had other people employing things.
Yes,
and it wasn't big enough to support a married couple or anything.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. How old were you when we left?
Not around.
But as a result of that, you lost your lower leg.
Well, I had it for some years, and it was just difficult. And I went to see the specialist, Dennis Atkinson, and he used to come and play with my boys, elder boys. And I said, well, what's the future? And he said, not good. So I said, well, I'll see you on Thursday and you can take it off.
Yes.
Well, it was just so uncomfortable. The pain has just drives you into the ground.
Just happened to be dealing with a wonderful surgeon.
Mm. He was fantastic.
Yes. So that meant the termination of the dairying.
Yes.
Getting rid of the cows. Did you keep the farm after that?
Not very long. We kept the top farm, Pukenua.
Yes.
Which boy was up there, Alice?
David.
Second to eldest boy.
Yes.
He was there
yes.
for a few years. And he was going to buy the place from us. But unfortunately, his marriage broke up. And that was
So you still owned it at that stage? I can't remember because it's, 20 odd years ago now.
Yes. It's more than that, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. So what did you do after?
Well, we came to Havelock North and we went to Muirutai Crescent. And Colin was working. He had sold up his building business and he was working for Hawke's Bay Farmers Transport Holdings because my brother, younger brother, was the secretary of the firm at that stage, David. Mm. David Kettle, and Colin went there, and he was there for, I don't know, look, it's hard to remember
that's
how many years.
Hawke's Bay Transport Holdings, that was the ex-Sherwood.
Yes, yeah. So we were out here, and he retired from that, and he'd been a busy man, or he didn't know what to do. And then we heard about this bit of land with a small nursery on it in Lane Road. And
yes, how far up Lane Road was it?
The very first driveway on the right. There's a cottage on the corner, and there's a driveway just in behind. Now, who was it? Somebody else up there. Goldstones.
Terry
yes.
Goldstone.
We were both up that drive.
Yes. And so then you carried on there with the nursery. Were you the nursery
yes.
person?
Yes. Colin was Hawke's Bay Farmers Transport Holding.
Yes, so this kept you out of mischief, growing these plants. And did you grow them commercially to sell to nurseries?
I did sell to the nursery. Then I started advertising, you know, to sell in the weekends. And I had such good response that I just did it for that.
And so what were the plants you grew?
Fuchsias and perennials. I had two big shade houses and a glass house. Two glass houses, weren't there?
And so obviously you did that until...
till I fell over. You know, I had the bad leg, but I fell over and just went crack, 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 and three places. The blood hadn't been getting to the bone. So that was the finish of the leg. Well, they plated and screwed it again, but it was so painful that it was just not worth keeping.
People don't realise at times the risks some farmers take with a cow with a newborn calf.
Yes.
They were more dangerous.
They were.
Because the bull you knew to look out for, but the dear old cow. So you retired then from Lane Road?
Yes.
And where did you retire to?
Greenwood Road. It's up a steep drive.
ATA.
And then from there?
Yeah, well, Colin, he had Alzheimer's.
Right.
He was in Mary Doyle for 2.5 years before
right.
he died.
When I see a photo of him, I'm sure I know him.
I think so too, because...
Oh, yes, I remember him. Was he ever in Lions or Rotary or any
he
of those?
He was in something like that. I
yes,
can't remember.
Golf. Did he play golf?
No.
Did you ever play golf?
No. My father, you know, was the amateur golf champion of New Zealand in 1925.
You know, there's probably other notable things that have happened too. Hello.
That's Russell Jones from Auckland.
Hello, Russell. How old were you when you were married?
I was a month off my 19th birthday.
Well, that's not that young today, is it? It was then.
Yes.
And your children, you had those over...
Well, Andrew's now 67, and my youngest son, who was a surprise packet, is 54. When I had the accident, and I was in traction hospital for several months, and then I came out, and they decided I was 5 months pregnant, and I didn't know. I always felt so well anyway.
You've always obviously led quite an active life.
You know, yes.
The last thing you think about if you... fitting well. It's been
no, it wasn't intended.
Well, that's good that they're all still fitting well. And
yes, they're needing new hips, a couple of them. We're very lucky in this country.
Oh, absolutely.
We're so lucky. And when I hear people moan, I think it annoys me intensely.
Some of the detail will be in this book that...
Alice has been...
Yes, that's got the detail.
She's been delving through the boxes that I've got, bits and pieces. Now, I'll tell you something. Russell's grandparents were LaRues, and they were a well-known Napier family. And Russell's grandfather was my father. My uncle Dudley Kettle, I think, was the first people to drive a car over the Taupo Road when they were very young. And Dad always said they had 6 spare tyres and a bottle of whiskey, and he said the bottle of whiskey was the most important thing.
So what other things that you have forgotten to tell me that you need to tell me?
Oh, golly. It's very hard without...
Where did you go for your holidays?
We always went to Taupo. We had the most marvellous holidays because my Uncle Dudley Kettle had a cottage right on the edge of the lake, and... we used to have all January there.
Did your father fish?
Dad fished, but when he was fit enough in his younger days. But we were more swimming and having fun as teenagers.
88 years. can do a lot, can't
Lots
you?
Lots happened in the late
Absolutely.
80s. And Colin and I travelled quite a bit too.
Yes.
We had a couple of trips to England, and so we did a big trip around the South Island on stage. Well, Alice's father was a forestry man, and that's how they got round the South Island.
Right.